Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:10 in Nats pregame tonight. Our first installment of our confidence points picks at 5:45. We'll get you a preview of Nats baseball before we get out of here, but it's going to be a football-heavy football Friday on G&D the rest of the way. The exclusive sponsor of this show is the law firm Condori & Murrah. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction by helping you to draft a will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them we sent you so that you can get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Let's go around the NFL, get you ready for every single game this weekend, and try to predict some headlines on the other side of these tilts. Got the Packers and the Eagles in the first ever game in Brazil. First time we're playing a Friday night opener in week one in 50 years. 8:15 kickoff tonight. Green Bay just about made the NFC Championship game last year. Came up a bit short. The Eagles completely ran out of steam, lost 7 straight games to end their season after an amazing start.
The Eagles are big back. They will look excellent tonight. They will look awesome. They will look like one of the teams that's a legit contender for the NFC and maybe even the whole damn thing. Doesn't mean the Packers won't look good as well. I think the Packers are for real. I think they're going to be a threat. But to me, this is the Eagles are big back.
Headline for me, Jordan Love, the real deal. I think Love and Green Bay look very sharp tonight. Remember, Love got paid this offseason, and it's just the beginning for him. He turned into being one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL last year. Top 3 in touchdowns, top 7 in passing yards. And he didn't really get it going until the back 9. It was the second half of the season where he really started to feel comfortable. Let's go to game number 2. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Atlanta Falcons. This opens up the 1 o'clock window on Sunday, Danny. In this game, they're playing in Atlanta. The broadcast crew, let's see, who's calling this one? I got them all listed in front of me. Joe Davis, Greg Olson, Pam Oliver. This is the B team for Fox.
That's the really good squad, and they get stuck with that one.
Davis, Olsen, Oliver. That might end up being their best team, depending on how Tom Brady does on Fox this year.
Yeah, on paper right now, their best team to me. This is, for the Steelers' perspective, ew. Offense ain't fixed. It's still bad. I don't know what they're going to do. They'll win this game with, you know, they'll win games with guts and hope and Mike Tomlin toughness. And for the Falcons, it's, have they found an answer? Do they finally have something that's a steadying presence in Kirk Cousins, potentially, with some of their dormant weapons who have been sitting there watching Tyler Allgeier get too many carries? Is it a Kyle Pitts renaissance? Is it Drake London as good as everybody's ever has thought, potentially, with a quarterback that can throw it a little bit? Do the Falcons have an answer?
I'll say the headline is, don't sleep on Tomlin. The Steelers, on the road as an underdog, have the best record under Mike Tomlin of any team in that time period. He has made people more money as an underdog against the spread than any coach over the last 20 years. He gets points. You normally want to roll with Mike Tomlin. Kirk Cousins and the Falcons trying to start 1-0 at home.
Yeah, Zach hit us with that number. He said, how many reps do you think we got during training camp? I said, I don't know, over 1,000. He said about 2,000. And then he said OTA is about 2,500, so almost 5,000 reps. And, I mean, to me, that was comforting. You know, comforting to know just how much we've been through. You can forget easily how much work we've put in. And we have done a lot to build. And now it counts. Now it's the real thing. And we've got to turn that into production, you know, in the real thing. And that's what we've been saying. I've been standing here for weeks, months, talking about how it's just talk right now, and that's all it can be in May and July. But
Cardinals, Bills, 1 o'clock kick in Orchard Park in Buffalo. This game on CBS. Tom McCarthy, Jay Feely, Ross Tucker on the call.
What's wrong with the Bills? They're going to win the game, but they're not going to look as good doing it. They got to go through a little bit of a growing pain right now where they welcome in a new wide receiver. They got to find the production that has gone down Stephon Diggs. They're going to make it up by committee, whether it's Curtis Samuel, Khalif Shakir, add Keon Coleman to that mix. Defensively, they've gotten a little bit worse. I think Arizona is frisky in this one, but it's going to be, are we sure the Bills are good? They are, by the way, but they're going to go through it a little bit at the beginning of the season.
Josh Allen still got it. Allen's going to play a big game. They're going to roll, get their first win. Headline will be that Allen delivered the goods. But we do get a debut in this game from one of the highest, most talented rookies drafted this past year, and that's Marvin Harrison Jr., who's been compared to his Hall of Fame father and Larry Fitzgerald because of the Cardinals ties.
I think I said before, JG told me when I first got here, it should just be you. That he kind of felt all the expectations and the comparisons that I made have from his dad, Larry. So one thing he told me is just be you, so I'm going to try to do a good job of doing that. Yeah, definitely.
Titans are at the Bears for a 1 o'clock kick in Chicago at Soldier Field. Adam Amin, Mark Sanchez, Christina Pink roaming the sidelines for this contest. Headline.
Congrats on your Rookie of the Year award, Caleb Williams. He's going to sew it up. Week one, I'm being hyperbolic to a degree, but he's going to have an incredible debut. He's going to sling it, hundreds of yards, so many touchdowns, few wow plays. He is going to be the talking point Monday morning.
Chicago found their quarterback. They have never had a QB throw for 4,000 yards, ever.
Can you imagine that, by the way?
It's going to happen this year for the first time. I also, you know, I know you and Ryan have talked about the Titans as a frisky playoff type team. I don't see it that way, but I am very interested to see what Will Levis looks like in this game, as he tries to solidify himself as the quarterback of the future in Tennessee. This year is kind of make or break for him.
Yeah.
If he throws the ball really well and he looks like the future, then he'll get more time. If not, they're going to be in the quarterback market with Brian Callahan not having taken him and coming in this offseason as soon as maybe this coming draft. Here's Caleb Williams this week on Looking for a Dub.
As long as we get a win, because last time I remembered, the wins are the most important thing. And so as long as we get that win at the end of the day, 100 yards, 400, you know, it all becomes the same. Go in the locker room, you celebrate, you cheer. Got your 24-hour period to enjoy the win, and then from there you move on and get ready for the next team.
I've been impressed by how he's handled himself. You know, him at the podium, mm-hmm. He says all the right things Jaden Daniels like in that regard. He's acquitted himself very well. Now it's time to play football. Let's go to the AFC and the Patriots and the Bengals from Cincinnati. 1 o'clock kickoff for New England and the Bengals. This game is on CBS, Paramount Plus. Ian Eagle, Charles Davis, Evan Washburn on the sideline.
He is back. He is back. We have gotten Burrow back. The reunited triumvirate. The T. Higgins, I'm not sure if he's going to play with his hamstring, but Jamar Chase with his weird holdout in, you know, no resolution. It's going to be about Joe Burrow, and it's an underrated story, I think, coming back from this wrist injury that he had. There's not a lot of precedent for guys coming back and being the same. If he is, he won't skip a beat, and he'll be back to being the MVP candidate that he's been. When he's healthy, the Bengals are a threat to win the whole damn thing, and I think we're going to get a nice soft landing spot here in week one for Burrow and the Bengals.
He played 10 games last year. First few games, remember, it was that ankle.
Mm-hmm.
It was the
they weren't right.
No, but he also wasn't. It was the worst football he's played in his career. He was fine, 15 touchdowns, 6 picks, 66% complete, but it was some of the worst numbers he's posted as a guy who's a former, you know, all-pro, CPOY, comeback player of the year, and all the things that he's done in his career having been to a Super Bowl. Here's Burrow getting ready to try to start 1-0 against a bad Patriots team.
Hi, just like every year, you know, whenever you come back from injury, you feel like you got to come back and show that not only you can do what you did prior to the injury, but also that I've gotten better. So I'm excited to go out and show the work that I've put in over the last, 8 months. I know the other guys are too. It's been a long time coming, so we're ready to go.
Dateline Indianapolis for the Texans and the Colts. CBS Paramount Plus, 1 p.m. kick. Andrew Catalan calling the game with Tiki Barber providing analysis. Three-man booth, actually. Jason McCourty also on the call in this one.
The battle for the AFC South is on. Whoever wins this game, and I imagine it'll be close. I mean, the line is Texans favored on the road by 2.5 points. Depends on where your book is. But these are the two teams, in my view, that have the best shot to win that AFC South, with Jacksonville kind of lurking maybe a half tier below. But Indianapolis, probably disrespected by a lot of folks because everybody's crowned Houston, who on paper is the best team in the division. But there's a lot of topsy-turviness, if that's even a term, in that particular division. And I expect more of the same.
No sophomore slump for Stroud. There's your headline. Stroud plays well. Texans are who we thought they were. Maybe another headline. They play big. They beat the Colts. They get to 1-0 in Indianapolis on the road. Steichen going back to the drawing board. Let's stay in the AFC with the Jaguars and the Dolphins in Miami. Jacksonville, a 1 o'clock kick at the Dolphins in the heat. Some notes on this game. This is interesting to me. I looked this up. So, when it's 80-plus degrees in Miami, okay, it's going to be for this game. The Dolphins are 29-14 straight up since 2016-2017. That visitor sideline, as we talked about earlier, is in the sun, in the heat. During the Tua era, they're 15-3 straight up when the weather's over 80 degrees in Miami.
I was going to say, that sample includes some terrible Miami teams where the owner was trying to pay the coach to lose.
Exactly.
You know, even still.
Mike McDaniel, as the head coach of the team, in hot games early in the season, 9-1. I mean, this is when they put hay in the barn. I'm all over Miami taking on Jacksonville in this game. I guess we should keep with the trend and tell you, on the call for this contest, you've got our boy, Kevin Harlan, with Trent Green and Melanie Collins.
There's a track meet, and you're all invited. Miami rolls in this one. I think they're going to look dominant. It's about what happens from November on.
Tua, the leader.
Like the it factor? I've had the it factor. No, I've had the it factor since I was in high school, then going into college, and then coming here. That's how I've always viewed myself as going out and competing. Yeah, very, very nice, very cool, calm, collective, but like inside just very competitive. And so, a lot of the guys know how I am and whatnot, but I guess it's just only now showing that I'm becoming a little more vocal. So that's it.
Panthers and Saints at 1 o'clock in Nollins. They're playing at the Superdome, NFC South football. Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth on the call, Jen Hale working the sideline.
The Panthers are still terrible. The Panthers are still terrible. I think they pick first in the draft, and this is a great start to that this week.
So good, so Carr?
Oh, yeah, I see what you did.
How about, let me say it again. So Carr, so good. How about that?
There it is. There it is.
Derek Carr landed the plane retains there. His starting job, and everyone backs off for a week because he plays okay and the Saints win. Everybody wants to see Spencer Rattler. It's not going to happen early in the season, and especially not going to happen next week, although Dave Canales in Carolina could play spoiler. I'm excited to see if Bryce Young looks any different. Let's go to the Big Apple. Dateline New York, still in the 1 o'clock window on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings game one post Kirk Cousins. Sam Darnold at quarterback against Daniel Jones and the New York Football Giants. Our guy Kenny Albert with John Vilma on the call. Megan Olivi on the sideline.
Turn on the Jets. Justin Jefferson goes for $148 in a Vikings win. The Giants offense remains anemic.
Kevin O'Connell is dealing with a Jordan Addison issue this week.
Yeah, he's doing better, and he was limited really on Monday and moved around quite well. He'll do a little more today, and then we'd like to kind of progress him hopefully till full by the end of the week. But I think Jordan's in a good spot and I feel pretty good about him making the game.
We are on to the 4 o'clock game, starting with the Vegas Raiders and the LA Chargers in the AFC West. I'm not sure why this is getting the A-team treatment in the AFC. Jim Nance, Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson on the call. I guess they won in on the Jim Harbaugh fest. He has a chance to get off to 1-0 start against the bad Raiders team.
The Harbaugh era is off to a roaring start. ground and pound. This is going to be a wrestling match, Greco-Roman style. If they could not have receivers, I think they would. I think they might line up with 11 offensive linemen just to see, just to push you around. That's how it's going to go. This is going to be a low-scoring affair, but I think the Chargers get off to a 1-0 start.
My headline for this game, Danny, no preseason, no problem for Justin Herbert as the Chargers get a win. This was Herbert who has been dealing with that foot problem.
I think it's a great opportunity. You know, that's what's so fun about football is to go out there and make something happen. And we know how last year went, and we're well aware of where we went and you know, how we got here. But we got to learn from it. You got to move on, and you got to attack this next year, and you got to know that you got the confidence. You put in the work, and you do everything you can during the week. So you go out there on Sunday, and you play fast, you play free. And, you know, I think Coach Harbaugh has done a great job of communicating that with everyone. And just going out to practice and seeing guys fly around has definitely been a lot of fun.
That might be the most words I've ever heard Justin Herbert say, by the way.
Yeah, calm down, Justin.
I mean,
what are you doing there, buddy?
The energy's overwhelming.
Relax.
Just a little bit. A Broncos, Seahawks. Let's go to Seattle. It's radio. We could do that. Mm-hmm. Denver at 4:05 is taking on a Seattle on the road. I don't know if you've heard this. This is a loud stadium.
Is it?
Supposedly in Seattle, the stadium can get loud.
Something about 12s?
Oh, 12s.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with 11s or 13s. I'm at 12.
I'm also a 12.
Spiro Dedis, Adam Archuleta. You don't say his name twice around these parts without getting anything thrown at you.
The personal protector for Spiro Dedis.
On the sideline, Aditi Kinkwabala. A lot of syllables there.
Yeah.
But we know her.
Yeah. She hasn't been on in a long time.
She got mad at you about something?
She did. Yeah, I was going to say, name the sideline reporter that hates my guts.
I don't think she, well, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't think she would know you.
Well, that's fair. That's actually fair. Because, I mean, yeah, it's been.
To say she hates you is like someone says, actively, hey, what do you think of Danny Rudy?
Yeah.
And she's like, I hate that guy.
Yeah, but if you were like, he's the guy that did this, 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 and this, and she's like, oh, that guy. Yeah, I don't like him. And
so
then she'd move on.
This is pre-Grant and Danny. This is Holden and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
What happened again?
So there was a story that the NFL was doing this like, hey, we're going to have a woman kicker. They had this big tryout with like several women that
was
were going to go try out to
US
kick.
U.S. women's soccer players?
I can't remember who it was, but there was like it was like after the Katie Hanita, Anita, whatever, it was kicking in Colorado for a minute or something. They were doing this big tryout, right? They organized it and they did this big, they wanted publicity for it or whatever. So Aditi Kinkwabala, working for NFL Network, did a story about it and was like, yeah, this is a little bit of a farce. This isn't particularly great. Or something to that effect.
Okay.
And I'm going, help me understand this. The NFL does it. The NFL Network then reports on it and says, this isn't great. But what are we as fans supposed to be doing? Like, how do we take it seriously? And she took it as if I was insulting her reporting. As if I was like saying that she's on the take or that she's unduly influenced by Goodell in the NFL or some kind of nonsense, which I didn't mean at all. I was just simply saying, me as a consumer, just tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. I want to be on the right side where no one's mad at me. I like football.
It's probably a misunderstanding.
It was, but she took it very personally.
I met her. She's very nice.
She seems wonderful. I read her when she was the Wall Street Journal. I told her so. But she was really upset. Basically, don't call us again.
I know she didn't.
100%.
She dropped a don't call me
again. Yeah, she's like, I thank you very much for the time. And basically was very gruff. And I, after the show, felt terrible about it. I tried to reach out and say, hey, listen, I did not mean to, you know, the belittle you or impugn your reporting or anything like that. I was simply trying to say something, and it came out badly. I'm so super sorry. And she was like dying of fire.
Wow.
Not exactly.
I mean, that was way more than I thought we were getting.
I know.
I thought it was. I did not know that was the full story.
Yeah.
That's a lot. She's very nice. Just
she's
so
very
you know,
nice. Yeah.
From the little experience I have.
She doesn't think I'm nice.
Broncos, Seahawks, my headline here. I will say Seattle nixes Denver. Seahawks are going to start 1-0. I think Bo Nix will be okay this year, but that's a tough environment to make your debut in. Because I don't know if you guys have heard this, but it's loud.
Headline, can we go to McDonald's? Mike McDonald gets off to a 1-0 start there in Seattle.
Cowboys-Browns in Cleveland. You might have heard of the guy on the call of this one. Kevin Burkhardt working with Tom Brady in
his
first ever game. And it's not just one, but two sideline reporters on that eight crew. Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi on the field.
Cleveland still has a quarterback problem. There's your headline. Cowboys 1-0.
GM Andrew Berry is excited for the fans to see the new stadium.
All right, now, admit it. Honey and Bank Field has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Right?
Right.
I'll tell you what. I cannot wait till our fans fill up the stadium full capacity and we're rocking this Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys, because it's such a competitive and home field advantage for us. And I just can't wait to see what it looks like in these primetime atmospheres. So, again, I just want to congratulate everyone in terms of this new and hopefully long and enduring partnership.
I'm a big Andrew Berry guy. I will say that. He's the guy that traded for Deshaun Watson, though, just so we're all on the same page.
A couple things in there. He said a phrase, new stadium?
No.
What is that?
I don't know what that meant.
What's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't even pick up on
it. Do we have to dump it? Was that, is that a curse word? Is that real?
No, we're allowed to. I think people are allowed to say it. We just can't.
New stadium.
We just aren't allowed to do it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
It's one of those things like you've heard adults talking about it, like your parents probably do it, but you can't do it.
You can't do it, right? Yeah. Only mom and daddy speak that way.
Yeah.
And then he said another phrase. I'm like, that's okay. I'm sure that's a thing. Home field advantage. I'm like, okay, buddy. Right?
Whatever you say.
That's not real.
Sunday night football, the Rams and the Lions in Detroit, rematch of playoff football last year. This is your Sunday night crew on national TV. Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth. It's Matt Stafford back in Detroit against the Lions. Jared Goff taking on his former team, the LA Rams.
Game of the weekend. This is going to be a fast and furious shootout. There are going to be so many points scored. It's the second highest over-under of the week at 49.5, I believe. I cannot wait for this game. The Lions triumph in a close one.
I'm going to say my headline is, when Matt Stafford plays, the Rams are a Super Bowl contender. Dan Campbell and the Lions ready to go.
Really, we kind of went back to what we do. I told the guys, man, our identity is the most important thing, and we have to reestablish our identity. And really, to get back to where we were at and then surpass that, we got to go back to work. And it's got to be all the little things, the details, the resiliency. I think more than anything, it's been about that. And then these new guys, the rookies that we've drafted, the free agents, them acclimating to what we do and what we're about. And so, look, it's a step in the right direction so far.
What's the manager at that Applebee's know about getting the Lions ready for football? That's what I want to know. There you go. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. That is your full slate every game, predicting the headlines come Monday. Speaking of predictions, let's go through some props on Commanders players against the Bucks and go over or under projected totals. We'll do that next on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We're taking you up to 6:10 on Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll get you a full preview of the Nats and the Pirates before we get out of here right at the end of the show. If you've missed any part of G&D today, including a chock-full Beltway Blitz or TJ Reeves, the Bucks sideline reporter who helped to scout the opponent, you'll be able to podcast everything when we're done at thefandc.com or grantanddanny.com/audio. We'll make our picks going into the weekend, our confidence points picks, coming up in 15 minutes at 5:45. But right now, let's look at the projected totals, individual player props via FanDuel, because I'm a FanDuel guy, for the Commanders and the Bucks this weekend. Play a little over-under. So, Darris, let's run through some of the prop totals and see how we're viewing this game script.
Our friends at FanDuel have Jaden Daniels' passing yard total set at 218.5 over-under.
So this could be an over for one of two reasons. If this becomes a shootout like everybody's predicting, then he goes over 218. Or if the game script suggests that Washington's chasing and they're throwing a lot because they're behind, he could pretty easily get over 218. I actually think they're going to be in this game. They're going to be able to run the ball and stay balanced. I think it's going to be pretty close. So for that reason, I'll say slight under. I'm going to say like 210 maybe through the air. We'll see if I'm loud wrong about this. I've been talking about this for weeks. I think he's going to run a lot. Maybe it's not Lamar Jackson week one last night going 16 for a Bill 20 or something, but I do think it could be like 7-8 carries for 70 to 90 yards tomorrow. So add that to the 210. It's kind of a 300-yard all-purpose day, but I'll say under that number.
Under. I think Tampa Bay's defense is good. I think their secondary is good. I think the game plan is to limit throwing, and they're going to try to muck this up and do a little more ground and pound.
You said you think Jaden's going to run a lot. Got Jaden Daniels at 39.5 rushing yards, over or under?
I like the over on that in the first half. I think it's too much, but I know Grant's all in favor of it. I think they're going to run Jaden Daniels a ton, and I think he goes way over that. I don't know if it's quite Lamar Jackson, .122 on 16 carries, but I think we're going to see it early and often.
Have you changed your prediction of how much he'll run based on the preseason? Or have you always said that you just don't want him to run, not that you don't think he's going to run?
More the second one. So okay. I'm looking at the lack of weaponry, especially on the outside. They don't really seem interested in changing that. I looked at the preseason and kind of the way their personnel is lining up, and I'm going, they're going to run that dude a lot. I think that's my paradigm going into the season.
Over. Loud over. It's going to be over a lot in this category until the betting market catches up with kind of what they want to do. In fact, if it's under that, I'll be shocked. Like, if he just stands in the pocket with time and makes throws and doesn't leave, I think he's going to look to leave the pocket at times. If there's early pressure, he's going to try to avoid sacks that way. That's what he did a lot of time collegiately, which isn't to say he can't throw the ball well or that he isn't going to be a throw-first quarterback eventually. But I just think early in his career, this is the answer key for him. You know, this is the cape for Superman. He'll go over that.
Jaden has some options in the backfield. Let's start with the first one. Brian Robinson, they have him at 42.5 rushing yards.
Over that. As I said, they'll be balanced. They'll be in the game. They're going to be able to run it a lot. I think they're going to run more this year in general than people think. Everyone talks about Kingsbury with the air raid. I call it the horizontal raid. But they ran the ball more with Patrick Connor.
James Connor?
James Connor. Who's Patrick Connor?
Was that the fullback from the Jets? What they call him, the Terminator? No, it was John Connor.
That's John Connor.
I don't know who Patrick Connor is. Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
I don't know. James Connor for the Cardinals ran it a lot more than people think when you look back at like when he was healthy and rolling. B-Rob's going to be a thumper all season long. I think he could go for 75 or more in this game if he runs it the 16 to 18 times that I think he's going to. So give me the over on B-Rob.
I'm a little bit annoyed about it. I want more Eckler. I want B-Rob to be the change of pace, but I'm not going to get it that way. They're going to go to him way too often. They're going to try to run the dang football. Chris Russell will be pleased. The rest of us that like points and wins and offense will not be.
Danny, you want more Eckler? You're going to get more Eckler. 27.5 rushing yards for Austin Eckler, over or under?
Under, unfortunately. And I think that's going to change as the season goes. They're going to realize, no, this actually is still a weapon. But I think early he's going to be it's third down. Now he should trot onto the field and be in there for passing downs. I don't think they're going to use him right early. I think that'll grow as the season progresses.
He ran a good bit in the preseason. Remember when they would come out with those early drives and they ran it like 9 out of 12 plays on the one long drive and he had it 3 of them, I think. I'll say over that, not by a lot. I think he gets 6 carries for, 28 yards or something like that. I'll say over minimally.
Let's get to the receiving props. Wide receiver 1 in everybody's heart around here. Terry McLaurin, 60.5 receiving yards.
That is an over for Terry. He's the only guy they got. Now, Tampa Bay is going to do as much as they can to keep him from getting going and getting off and having a ham sandwich. But I think it's going to be like 7 for 70. This is the new Terry McLaurin in a sense. Last year where it was a lot of catches, not a lot of yards, 7 for 63, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a 10-11 target, 6 or 7 catch, 65 to 80 yard kind of day for him. So I'll say over. He's in the 70s, low 80s. But it's not going to be a big explosive 100-yard game in my opinion.
You said it, and that's why I'm going in a different direction. He's the only guy they got. That's why it's under. Tampa knows that, too. Tampa's very aware of where 17 is and is going to be. It's going to be a 6 for 55 kind of a day. We're going to be frustrated. There's not going to be enough air in the air raid here early on for my taste.
Zach Ertz, they have him at 24.5 on FanDuel receiving yards.
This is one of my favorite props of the weekend. In real life, I have actually bet on this prop. Zach Ertz is going over that. A healthy Zach Ertz is going to be heavily featured and heavily involved. As the year goes on, he will not be healthy, and he will probably do less. But in this game, I think there's a chance he leads them in catches, leads them in receiving yards. If you told me right now he goes like 7 for 76, okay. There's an 18-yard catch down the seam at some point. I believe that. So that is a very, very firm over for me.
I have a hammer in my hand, and there's a nail, and it is the nail of the overage. I am slamming the over on this. I think he's, like 6 for 38. I think he is their first or second most targeted guy. I agree with everything Grant said. Early in the season, Zach Ertz will be available, and as the season progresses, less so.
This one seems a little low. Austin Eckler at 18.5 receiving yards.
Again, hammering the over. This is where the offense is going through. It's going to be less McLaurin, less Noah Brown, less De'Ami Brown, maybe some Zacchaeus around the line of scrimmage. Think about what Lamar Jackson was doing last night, flicking the ball to Zay Flowers or things like that. But I think the passing game will run through Ertz and Eckler, so I think Eckler goes over that total.
I'll say over as well. Same reason I felt that way about Zach Ertz. I just think that we're going to get to a point where there's some pass rush. Jaden Daniels is ball out. That's kind of the mindset. They're going to get in his ear and say, hey, let's not take hits. Let's not take sacks. You saw the quick game in the preseason. His time to throw was quicker in the preseason than any quarterbacks in the NFL last year. So not a whole lot to add other than the security valve, the check down option, the blanket. Sorry. I mean, it's going to be a lot of Austin Eckler, and I'm happy about it.
This one seems low, too, but I guess it's a little tricky. Brian Robinson, 8.5 receiving yards.
Over on that one as well. He can catch the ball, and I think that's only going to take one screen or, a couple of receptions. I do think he's involved. Maybe not to the degree let me rephrase that. Not to the degree that Eckler's going to be involved in the pass game, but there'll be just enough Brian Robinson where I think he goes over that total.
Yeah, that's one catch. That, with a good block in front of you.
Yeah.
So I'll go over that for sure. One catch, 15 yards, two catches, 12 yards, something like that. Yeah, give me B-Rob over. Again, I think it's a lot of short, safe, quick passes.
Let's get a quick feel for how you guys feel about the Commanders' defense going in this game. Baker Mayfield's passing prop is set at 245.5.
Over. I think he'll do that middle of the second quarter.
That's a bad bit.
I'm doing a bit. It's over, though.
I'll say 245.5. I kind of want to go under, honestly. Yeah, I'll go under. I'll say he throws for like 235, 240, and that they have enough success running the football as well that they're able to be balanced. You know, maybe it's your leading rusher has 75 or something and you're able to keep it on the ground too. But I don't think he needs to come out and throw for three bills for them to win.
Speaking of running the ball, they have Rashad White, their starting running back, at 57.5 rushing yards.
Over for Rashad White. He will be right around, like I said, mid-70s, low-80s perhaps. They'll also get him some touches second half. If they're ahead, trying to salt the game away, there's a game script that works for his favor. But remember last year, and I know it's a different defense and different coaching and all that, but they were good for kind of one back-breaking long run. It felt like that they would give up late in games. I mean, it's the same group essentially in the interior if Johnny Newton's not playing. So I'll say over that.
Under. I think they sling it, and they're not a very good running team, so I think White goes under. Total yards will be pretty significant for White because he catches passes, but I don't think they run it effectively, and they'll have too much success through the air.
I'm going to assume you guys are both going to take the over on Mike Evans, so I'm going to skip him. Let's go to Chris Godwin. They have him set at 57.5.
Over. I think he goes off. I think it's in the 70s.
Yeah, you can't name a Bucs receiver who I wouldn't go over with because I think they're going to throw it to three or four guys. All of them are going to be, you know, able to put up those 250 or so for Baker Mayfield on the outside against Washington's corners. All right, next, our first installment of 2024 confidence point picks in week one. It's not about finishing first. It's about not finishing last. This is The Fan. Confidence points picks, a annual NFL season staple on G&D. Over the years, we've had championships won. Ryan is a two-time defending champion. I won the first year. Nobody would know or remember. Who cares? Winning doesn't get you anything.
I've won it. Nothing.
You just don't want to lose. That's the whole name of the game. So as we get ready for our fourth year of confidence points picks here on Grant and Danny, and Ryan tries to go for a three-peat, it is time to give you our 5-4-3-2-1 point plays. The way this works is we got to pick five NFL games, full slate to choose from. We can pick the same games. That's okay. You've got to assign points to each game based on how sure you are. This is, of course, against the spread. Now, we don't yet know our punishment, so I think at some point we got to get together on that in the next week or two, try to figure out what the punishment is. This year, last year's loser was Darius. He's got to go take a photo shoot that we have scheduled coming up here in the early fall, where he's going to be in a towel with a Speedo and all kinds of weird pictures that are going to be absolutely terrible at a local mall that we've set him up at. And those pictures will be available for you guys, don't worry, in the very near future. With that said...
the only Darius account.
What were you saying, Darius? You look so salty back there.
I just can't have photos of me bare-chested on the internet. I just can't. There's just no way.
Mm. They won't be on the internet.
Where else would they be?
Just on Twitter.
Just online.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, God.
Online.
Online. Not on the internet. Just online.
All right. So we will go in the order of last year's standings, which I believe would be you, Ryan, then me, then Danny, then Darius. 5-point play.
My 5-point play, I have the Miami Dolphins -3.5 GP. We talked about this a lot earlier today before the show, but even then, I just think the Dolphins are a lot better football team. It's going to be hot down in Miami. I got the Dolphins winning big.
Yeah, I love the Dolphins in this spot. They're my 5-point play as well. Again, Tua, 15-3 straight up. McDaniel, 9-1 straight up in their eras, 80-plus degrees early season. Miami hasn't finished a season below 500 against the spread at home since 2015. They're 39-23-3 since 2016. So give me the Dolphins laying 3.5.
The Carolina Panthers stink. New Orleans will cover the 3.5. That's my 5-point play.
I have the New England Patriots stinking. So I have the big number of -8 for Cincinnati.
You guys are going with the heavy hitters against the bad teams. I like that strategy. 4-point play.
My 4-point play, the Detroit Lions -4.5 going up against the Rams. Kind of cool nugget here. Matt Stafford's got a losing record at Ford Field, and that is with a Hall of Fame wide receiver. He does not have that Hall of Fame wide receiver anymore. I'm taking Jared Goff in the points at home on Sunday Night Football.
Steelers plus 3.5. Is Mike Tomlin an underdog?
Uh-huh.
Is he catching points then?
Yes.
Oh, then I bet on the Steelers. Plus 3.5. They're taking on the Falcons in Atlanta. New quarterback, new coach. A lot of new faces. A lot they're trying to figure out. Kyle Pitts is banged up. I'm not crowning Atlanta just yet.
Darren's already covered it. The Patriots also suck. Cincinnati minus 8.
I don't think the Broncos are quite ready for the 12s or Lumen Field or whatever you want to call that loud Lumen stadium Field. Up there.
Ugh.
So, Seattle minus 5.5 over the Broncos.
3-point plays. Step back behind the arc. Corey Kispert. Let it rain.
My 3-point play is the Denver Broncos plus 5.5. You guys sleep on this a little bit. Oregon is one of the loudest stadiums in college football. So Bo Nix, he has played in tough environments before. He's played in big-time games. I think Bo Nix is going to be very good this season. I've got the Broncos winning on the road.
Guy, he played for Oregon.
Yeah, I know. He played for Oregon.
They're cheering
still,
for
still
him.
Loud.
So now he's going to the loudest stadium where they're going to be yelling at him.
I mean, yeah, he played in plenty of loud stadiums.
A lot of guys did.
He played in loud places.
Of course. I've seen plenty of quarterbacks go to Seattle and win.
Don't try to change his mind.
All right, that's fine. Dallas plus 2.5. The Cowboys and the Browns. 2.5 points to the team that I think is better anyway. I think they have the number wrong. The Cowboys should win straight up. Plus 2.5 for Dallas.
Dolphins minus 3.5 at home. This is not a November cold weather game. It's a warm weather game. This one's a little bit funky to me. I'm not sure why the line isn't a little bit bigger. Maybe people are higher on Jacksonville than I am. I think Jacksonville's aggressively mediocre, and I think Miami will roll.
Yeah, I got the same pick. I'm not even going to elaborate. Same pick. Miami minus 3.5.
Bunnies at the rim. 2-point play.
My 2-point play, Dallas plus 2.5 for the same reasons as Grant said. I mean, I like this. I think Dallas wins outright, so it was a pretty easy pick.
Got to say, me and Clary, a couple of guys who were gunning for a title last year, seeing things eye to eye. Meanwhile, Darius and Danny, a couple of guys who were gunning to not have a photo shoot, seeing things eye to eye. All right, 2-point play. I'm seeing it with the photo shooters. Cincinnati minus 8 here. You got to go with the good team playing the terrible team. I don't have a lot of confidence in a huge cover because T. Higgins might miss the game. He's now questionable. We still don't know if Ja'Marr Chase is going to play. So I don't know if they light it up, but I do know the Patriots are an abysmal outfit. So let's go Cincinnati to lay 8.
Tampa minus 3.5. Talking about a good team playing a team that ain't ready yet. This is one. The matchup is, I don't think, very good for Washington. I think Tampa wins by a touchdown.
A statement game for C.J. Stroud and the boys. I got Houston covering that minus 2.5, winning outright, and Indianapolis on the road. Got
to hit your free throws, boys. These one-pointers will add up at the end of the year. Clary.
My 1-point play of Carolina plus 3.5 on the road in New Orleans. I don't think the Panthers will be as bad as people think, and I think the Saints will be a lot worse than people think. I've got the Panthers covering. Not sure if they win.
In 4 weeks, I wouldn't feel this way. But with San Francisco playing a game, Ayuk, Trent Williams having missed the entire preseason, Purdy had a terrible couple of preseason games as well. The Jets plus 4.5 on the road. Even if they lose by a field goal, your boy's a winner. I'll take the Jets plus 4.5.
I don't trust the Falcons to not be fully un-Falcony, and it's Pittsburgh, and it's Tomlin, road dog, et cetera, et cetera. Pittsburgh plus 3.5.
I think we get our first signs of the Buffalo regression this weekend. I think Buffalo will still win, but I got Arizona covering that plus 6.5 in Buffalo.
Confidence points picks. Darius makes a graphic for you. We post it so you can track throughout Sunday. Add a little spice and fun to the weekend. And again, the punishments are always terrible. So that's really the whole point.
It's really the point.
Ryan's gotten nothing for winning the last couple years. I got nothing for winning 3 seasons ago. But as we go into year 4 here, you just don't finish last. That's the whole goal, boys, so that you don't have to do that photo shoot. What picture do you want Darius to do?
The super sexy one, like the boudoir one.
Oh, you want him in like...
Doesn't he have to do that?
Like some kind of sexy...
Yeah, outfit. Like there's leopard, there's lion stuff.
Grant and Danny on the fan are predictions. For Commander's Bucks next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.